Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you to dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. Actually, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us in the way that works best for you. Although I have to say, if you've got Skype, it generally sounds better than your phone, so go ahead and make the extra effort to call us on Skype. It'll sound better. If you sound better, we're more likely to keep you on for a conversation, although there's no guarantees to how long you get on Free Talk Live. It just all depends on how entertaining you are. And I have to say, I find Al in Bangor, Maine, to be a very entertaining caller. Adamo, was that your first encounter with Al, or did he call last week as
no,
well?
No, he didn't call last week, but that was my first encounter with him. I like him as opposed. I like him compared to some of the other callers. Like he is he doesn't get all irrational and berating.
Well, he's totally irrational, but you know, he's not
in his
yelling.
Delivery. You know,
yeah,
right?
He's not yelling at you, so you can actually have a conversation with him about how truly crazy, you know, what kind of a crazy world he would like to inhabit. But for him, it would be a perfect world. For him, you know, taking over all radio stations and credit card companies and then somehow returning them to the people.
Al is king in his world.
It's a fascinating study, you know, people in those positions generally don't want to admit that what they're really asking for is for the government to use violence on their behalf.
Right. Say what you mean.
Yeah, that's what they mean, right? Like, in order to disband a radio company, you would have to have men with guns who would be willing to come into the radio station to hold everyone at gunpoint and demand that they leave the building.
Or he's very naive to think that, like, Fox is just going to walk out of their studio after being nicely asked.
Some of them will, right? Like, you know, people are mostly obedient. So if the government were to send along a notice to a radio station saying, "You've been nationalized. You've got until the end of the week to clear out of your offices. Leave all the equipment. We'll take that. But you'll need to take your kids' pictures off your desk and get the hell
out." Here's
the
new rules. Or they probably send them saying, like, "Hey, you're now getting paid more or less." I don't know. Wouldn't they just, you know, like, would they fire them all and put in their own minutes? Or would they just say, "Hey, here's your new salary, here's your new guidelines, and if you don't like it, bounce." You know?
You should have asked Al.
Yeah, see, that's what we should ask Al, because then Al, that's probably what he would think in his mind is going to happen, but what about the people that don't go along? What happens to them?
That's the big question. But there are plenty of people who are like Al, who have a vision for society. And when they, you know, growing up in government-run schools, they will frequently give the students assignments that basically say things like, "If you were president, what laws would you pass?" Which sort of gives kids the idea that, hey, this is the way things work, folks. You know, you get in the seats of power, and then you can use the violence of the state to do whatever it is that you want to do.
You project your view on the world.
Mold society in the way that you think it's best, and mold it with a gun. You know, have a man with a gun stand there and demand people do things that you think are important. And, of course, I asked Al, well, why not just use persuasion? And, you know, that's just not good enough, right? Because not everyone will be persuaded. You've got to use
violence. The response
isn't
fast enough for them. You know, he wants the control of the media today, not letting the market handle it and, you know, maybe make some mistakes from time to time.
Well, that's not good enough, Adamo, because obviously what the market wants is sex and drugs and rock and roll. And Al doesn't want to have anything to do with those things, and he certainly doesn't want those things in the media. Now, if you're a religious, like ultra-religious conservative right-winger or something like that, and you don't want your kids to have access to guns and sexy things or whatever, then there are ways to preclude them from seeing that information. You could just keep them in your house all the time. Make sure they don't have any access to any kind of outside media. Right. And there are actually satellite media systems that you can purchase from religious broadcasting groups that are locked.
Provide you a censored package?
Correct.
Oh,
that
nice.
Are only religious channels that come down through free-to-air satellite. And so, you know, if you raise your kids around that system, they'll never know any other channels exist, so long as you don't let them have friends outside of the crazy.
Or you can get, like, real wacky and, like, maybe explain these things to them, talk to them about it, so it's not like a, oh, there's a penis today, or there's a vagina, and it's like, let's have a baby because we never had this conversation. Well, I know we're 13.
There's an argument there, Ademo, that the reason why America's so sex-obsessed, as Al was suggesting earlier, is simply because they're prohibited from it. It's because there's so much repression in the United States that maybe there wouldn't be as much sexual deviancy if people weren't told that sex is bad. You know, if sex was if young people were taught that sex is a healthy part of being an adult, and it's a fun thing to do that is, you know, can be safe if done in a certain way.
Right.
That it's not bad, that it's not evil, that, you know, you shouldn't feel naughty or that you shouldn't feel guilty about engaging in this, then maybe there would be less freakiness, I guess, if you know what I mean. Like, maybe less...
Or it would be less awkward, the freakiness, yeah, right? And so, like, if there was an open communication, you know, I found that as I've, you know, I'm 32 years old now, and my, you know, sexual relationships with people are much more advanced, I guess, and I would say that's primarily due to communication. I mean, it's common that folks with, you know, similar mindsets like ourselves value communications and have some what would consider more awkward conversations than, you know, this traditional dinner table topic. And I think these things come to help not only further a relationship, but make it stronger. So not only are you trying to look for a partner for whatever reasons, but sexual compatibility is important.
Absolutely.
A certain level to some than others, and so like some people might like to do that a lot or a little, this or that, and da 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 da. Communication is how you figure that out.
I'm not saying kinks would go away entirely. Right. Obviously, you know, kinks are going to be around forever, but maybe people would be more vanilla if there weren't sexual repression going on in this society. I don't know.
I think it's a human nature to, you know, you're told not to
rebel against it,
and then
it,
you
yeah.
do that, right? Especially
it makes it more
certain,
fascinating.
Exactly, especially in a first certain, you know, I had that more so. You know, my early teens to, you know, mid-20s, like, excuse me?
Why? Why'd you have that?
Well, the curiosity. So, like, when I'm told no, then, like, especially from my other experiences, especially with how parents raise children these days, you know, I was what I would consider average, standard, whatever. You know, there's a God, there's a Santa Claus, there's these things, and then you find out that these are not true and you're social. And so then when you hear about, like, sex or not doing this or that, then your inclination is to be curious about it, go seek it out and... Because, you know, all the
but
previous
at the same
information.
Time, yes, that's the inclination. But at the same time, you'll be poisoned by it, right? Because you'll also be telling yourself while you're seeking it, because you desire it as, you know, as a human being. There's most humans have that that drive, although there are asexuals and obviously different levels of that. But you'll be seeking it while at the same time telling yourself how bad it is, right? Like, you know, I'm not saying that you and I might do this today, but this is definitely true for a lot of people, like Mark, who was raised in a family that sent him to a religious school where he was indoctrinated with all kinds of stuff that he still thinks about. You know, like the stuff they taught him back then, even though he doesn't actually believe in it consciously,
right,
it's still in the back of his mind, and it's still like, you know, all these ideas that he has actively rejected, they keep coming up and bothering. You know, it's a real bother, right? So, like, you know, the oppression results in not only the seeking of that, but also at the same time the feeling of guilt. And that's, I think, the most negative part about it, that on one hand, the person would be enjoying their sexual encounter, but on the other hand, they would then, you know, maybe during the encounter or after the encounter, feeling guilty about it. I think that's really unhealthy.
Sure. Yeah, I was going to say, and that could lead to some other unhealthy characteristics or, you know, actions. You know, like if there was a broader, more open conversation on the subject, then, like, while people are feeling out these desires and have the ability to conversate with somebody they trust about it, you know, a parent or a loved one of some sort, relative, friend, you know, yeah, maybe it wouldn't get just to be, you know, any of those, you know, guilt and stress is just unhealthy, you know, but there's also worse than that, right? If you know, get really crazy into their thought patterns, and since they're not sharing it with anybody, it just, like, progresses to more of, like, a violent bad behavior on the extreme scale, but... Anywho.
Share your thoughts with us here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype. James is on the line in Arizona. James, go ahead.
Go ahead. Can I get a hug?
What's that?
Can I get a hug from a thug named Ademo? Or how about your roommate?
Anyway, you want a hug?
Can I get a thug, your roommate?
A thug.
Yeah, that's quoting, misquoting you, but I want to have an open conversation about something your roommate, some garbage man podcast had with Ian.
Okay, we can do that here in a moment. Stand by, James, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. You may bring up anything that's on your mind, whether it's sexuality, Al's world, or whatever you want to discuss. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, the live Sunday edition of the program, 855-450-FREE. What do you want to talk about? Sexual repression, the arrest of an artist in Japan for vagina sculptures. She made a kayak that looks like her vagina. And there's a 3D printable file that you could have downloaded and then printed your own version of this kayak. But that was what got her arrested and charged with distributing obscene data. We can take your calls on that or anything you want to discuss here. 855-450-FREE. As we continue, you can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features there. And something else you can enjoy is a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. For free. You just have to pay the shipping cost. The coffee itself has no cost. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get your pound for free. It's shade grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But at BuzzBox, they're doing something special that you're not going to find at other coffee producers. Teamed up with Free Talk Live and Kiva.org to help turn the coffee profits into microloans, meaning that we can help change people's lives for the better through you just drinking some great coffee. And the way it works is you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you get signed up, and once 10 or a total of 10 Free Talk Live listeners, so for every 10 listeners that signs up, we can fund one new microloan every single month to folks in difficult parts of the world in which to live and make a living. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com, get your first pound free, you'll get on the auto ship program. You can cancel your subscription at any time. You just pay the shipping cost, they'll send you a pound of coffee. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We've got James, he's back on with us here, calling from Arizona. You had some question or a question for Ademo. Ademo Freeman is here with us from copblock.org, and it's widely known, I guess, by our listeners, Ademo, that you and Chris Cantwell are roommates.
Yeah, I guess.
You've talked about that on the air before. So, James, you had some sort of question?
Yeah, speaking of hypocrisy and you all's believing in the non-aggression principle and being against violence, Ademo, I should like to mention that you made like Minister Daryl W.P.U. Perry once did when I asked him a question about public nudity, that he was, to no surprise in your audience, advocating for the right to be publicly nude. And so I asked you, and you did just like he did when I asked you a question about your roommate and you specifically, you answered the question with a question, why should I care? So I should like to
Has the question even been asked yet? I'm sorry.
I didn't get a question.
I should like to repose it because I don't think Ademo, you don't look like a dope smoker, so I think you still have most of your cognitive abilities, even though you liking God and Santa Claus as being one and the same thing. That's deeply offensive, just like...
Question time, James.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah, well, I know that your roommate literally called in the day after to celebrate and advocate and defended the murder of two cops. He literally, being the peace lover that his parents don't even want him at the Christmas dinner table because they know the thug that he is, the human being. I should like to know, again, if I saw a distraught victim of one of those two people that was murdered drive up to Keene, and I saw him outside the murder. You didn't answer the question. You just said, why should I care?
The question hasn't been asked yet. If you what?
Remember, he called in last week.
Well, what was the question? Not everyone listening.
I know. You were there when I asked it, Ian, and I know you've already forgot. You smoke too much dope in your life.
The question is,
if I saw a distraught, grieving victim, family member of one of those two cops, unload a Glock into Chris Cantwell and your skull sitting in a beat up Ford, and I was a member of the KPD. Since you live with an advocate of such an action that declared war on the cops and says that they all deserve the same fate so long as they suit up in uniform and make money off the taxpayers. Again, I play for the other team at Damo. Why should I
care? What's the other team?
The KPD.
Oh.
Okay. Why should I care then? Why should anybody care?
So the question is why, just to clarify, the question is why should you care if Ademo and Chris
murdered.
got shot by somebody?
To really clarify, Ian, since you don't care that Chris Cantwell advocates for violence and murder on your show.
Well, actually, yes, I do. I've called him out
no,
about
don't.
That. Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah,
not
I've
at all.
Against that. Yeah,
in fact, he'll be in on a Wednesday, won't he?
Yeah, and you can call him and talk to him then.
You defend.
All right, bye now. So, no, I don't defend violence. And, in fact, if you and this is something you and I probably disagree on, Ademo, is that you're kind of, at least as I understand it, more on the side of the idea of defending physically against police if, you know, if they are trying to arrest you.
Well, I believe,
like
I don't, I take police out of it. I believe, like, in all, no matter the clothing, like, if you feel the need to defend yourself, then you have that right, you know. And
I agree. I think you do have the right, but I don't think it's a good thing to exercise when it comes to the police coming after you because they're likely going to end, you know, extinguish your life at that point.
Sure. I mean, in any given situation,
you're a crazy person.
Right. In any given situation, you have to assess risk versus reward, and everybody has a different line by that. Like, these conversations, you know, as important as they are commonly, you know, like, there's not a one-size-fits-all. There's not a one solution. I mean, if you're talking about me being arrested for a jaywalking ticket, is it a good idea to physically get into a fist fight or more with that officer over that incident?
Terrible idea.
Most likely it's a terrible idea. 99% of the time, I would come to the conclusion that it's not a good idea.
Well, why don't you answer his question, Ademo? Why would he care? Why should he care?
Well, I don't know how I can even answer that question. Like, he wants me, why should he care that I was murdered if he was a cop? Well, if he's a cop, a KPD cop, then he's sworn an oath to, like, protect the community and do these things. And so, without bias, right, without, like, judgment, you know, to be a police officer, protect the community.
Oh, I thought he was asking about his own self.
He was saying that if he was KPD.
I see.
And so, I don't know why, because he probably, that's what he would want to have done. Like, you know, maybe he doesn't care, but he should still care about his job. Maybe he doesn't care that it's actually me that died.
Yeah, under no obligation to care about.
Maybe he doesn't give me 100% of the investigation time, you know, or his effort in that investigation. I don't know.
Let's go to Nick. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I wanted to run by the same sexual repression scenario when it comes to the 12-step groups and their various focuses on alcohol, drugs, sex, food. I'd like to get your opinion on the freedom aspect of that. Are these, you know, they seem to, you know, when you're initiated into these groups, you're like in a labyrinth of guilt trips and the psychobabble, if you will, you know, and it's really hard to get out of them. And I was just wondering your opinion about whether that is a freedom issue or is it a health issue? What is it?
I don't know if I understand your question. And Damo, were you able to really?
I was
that?
In the same.
Can you rephrase, Nick?
Are 12-step groups aligned with a freedom-oriented individual, or are they opposed to it, in your opinion?
Well, I don't have any personal experience in one of these. Ademo, you've ever been in
I haven't.
One of these things? I would say no. From my rudimentary understanding of the 12-step program...
Voluntary, right?
Well, it's voluntary unless you're being forced into it by a court, so it's not always voluntary. But from what I understand, you have to give up power over your own life. You have to... And I'll see if I can pull up the 12 steps here in a moment. We'll go over it a little bit deeper. If you want to hang for that conversation, Nick, because I'm guessing you've been to them, but I'd like to know more about your story here in a moment. 855-453, if you want to comment on Nick's question, you may answer that as well. Are the 12-step programs oriented towards freedom? I don't think they are. We'll talk about why here in a moment. 855-453.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
you pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And a demo.
And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. There's a way to support this show, and it's a very easy way to do it. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you buy whatever it is you need to buy there. You go through the links that you'll find to Amazon, and then order whatever it is you're looking for. Maybe it's something you need, and maybe it's something you want. Either way, Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, we've got Nick. He's listening in Charleston, South Carolina. Now, Nick, you had asked the question about the 12-step program, which, of course, had become very popular around the world to help people break addictions. And, you know, if something works for people, it's hard to really knock it. I mean, if people have had experiences that have been positive with the 12-step program, good for them, man. You know, if that's what helps you get out of alcohol addiction, then, you know, God has blessed you for it. But your question was specific. It was something to the effect of, and correct me if I'm wrong, do we think that this is compatible with a pro-freedom viewpoint?
Correct.
especially given the fact that the only way it seems to leave the groups is by using whatever thing they're trying to get you not to do again.
So the only way to get out is to break the... or to go back to relapse.
So I want to know what your experience has been, Nick, before we go into the answer to the question. Have you been to these groups before, or is this just something you know from people you've known who've been involved?
Both.
Okay.
And there literally seems to be no way to escape them unless you... I mean, they deliberately design it to where the only way to escape them is to go back to what you were doing before. There's no honest way of escaping them.
How do they, like, keep tabs on you? I mean, if you just don't go to the meeting, I mean, I know that usually it's like a buddy system, right? Like, where your buddy will call you to see if you've relapsed or whatever, but I mean, it wouldn't be that hard to change your cell phone number and then just not go to the meetings again, right?
No, I guess it wouldn't be, but I mean, is this paranoid or...
Well, I wouldn't say it's paranoid. No, I mean, you know, the system exists for a reason, and that's because it has worked for some people, and some people swear by it. And the whole idea of having a buddy, that makes sense, right? You know, you have somebody who will help keep you accountable, because that's the idea behind the buddy, is that, like, you know, if you're only checking on yourself, then you may not be as...
inclined, hold yourself to the...
Right, you might not hold yourself to the highest level of standards. You're like, I'll have one drink.
Right,
But, you know, if there's somebody there who's kind of checking you, then that makes sense. But to answer your question earlier, is this aligned with freedom? We were just looking during the break at the 12 steps. Damo, you and I think both pulled up 12step.org.
Yep.
And they have steps 1 through 3. Step 1 says, we admitted we were powerless over our addiction, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step 2 came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And step 3 made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. And I find these to be disempowering statements. I think that anything that takes away power from you as an individual is something that works against your freedom. So I will go ahead and say that I think that this is not compatible. This particular belief system, this 12-step program, is not compatible with freedom. What's your assessment?
Well, I would agree with that as well. Like, not for me. You know, I would much rather say I have the power over my decisions, and I have the willpower to correct these things.
You started it. You should be able to stop it.
You should be able to stop it. Exactly. But yet, you know, I would say that this is more voluntary than, you know, like, the government will come after you, or like religions have checked up on you for the financial benefit, or, you know, to keep the fallacy alive to whatever degree. And so I would, you know, like Ian mentioned, you know, changing a cell phone number and just not attending meetings would seem to be the way to go about, you know, relieving yourself from this. And it's not like men with guns would come track you down and bring you back. And I don't see
unless you've been ordered to attend by a court.
Well, then those men with guns are doing this. But you know, I guess that would be an argument to make if you were courted to do this stuff. Maybe you could say, like, I don't agree with this, and give you something else. But, or I guess you got to tough it out for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there are alternative options. That'd be an interesting question.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I've not had to visit such facility.
Let's go to Chris Cantwell. He's on the line with us here. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. You ever been to one of these 12-step programs?
Yeah, that's what I was actually calling in about, because I have futzed around with these people quite a bit, and I have not found them to be particularly helpful or empowering, certainly. And if you look at the data on them, then they are not the most effective things.
What is the most effective? Just, you know, cold turkey or what?
Somebody ultimately makes a decision to straighten themselves out. And I mean, I'm frankly not entirely there myself, right? I mean, I go back and forth with these bouts with drinking binges and stuff like that. So I am no expert on how exactly to quit drinking. I can tell you quite a bit about how not to quit drinking. I'm pretty well versed in that one. And certainly I was sort of compelled into the AANA thing from like my early teens. Got jammed up with the, you know, the legal system and stuff like that, and they compelled me into these things, you know, rehab program. And then the paid rehab is like, well, you've got to go to NA and AA meetings, and if you don't, then we're going to tell your probation officer you're going to go to jail. So while Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, these things don't have any, you know, official affiliation with them, you know, they do have a lot of people who are compelled to be in there. I believe that that creates a really toxic environment when you have people who don't want to be, who have no intention of sobering up.
You've mixed the people who want to sober up and are there because of their own volition with the people who are just there because they got, you know, judge ordered them to go and they resent it.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, if you look into the history of AA, you know, it starts from AA and then they created Narcotics Anonymous as a spinoff of it, which I find kind of funny because if you look into the history of it, the guy who actually created it thought it would be a really great idea to give alcoholics like LSD to treat their alcoholism.
Help for a while, yeah.
Sign me up.
Well, we've sort of talked before about like mushrooms and stuff like that. That there's, you know, some evidence that this could be used for, you know, curing anything from alcohol to depression to all
PTSD,
stuff.
Strong evidence.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, there's maybe if they had stuck with that track, they'd be a lot better off. Yeah. But it sounds to me like they went all mainstream, and like everything else that goes mainstream, it went down the toilet.
Good call tonight, Chris Cantwell. Thanks for making it. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Rachel is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Rachel.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to say a few things about the 12-step programs. I'm not in one, or needing one, possibly, but, you know, as far as bringing up whether it infringes on anybody's freedom or, you know, if it's a Big Brother deal, I just think that that's kind of irresponsible because these programs help a lot of people, and it is generally voluntary, you know, to go into these programs. And when you...
Well, right. From that aspect, before you go on, from that aspect, if you've entered voluntarily, then obviously it's not infringing on your freedom. I don't think I was saying that it was infringing. It just doesn't sound like its tenets are freedom-oriented in that the number one rule is that, you know, you admit that you're not in power over yourself. And to me, that's to disempower an individual from their own lives and from controlling their own actions and body is not a freedom-oriented thing to do.
I don't think that that's their objective, though. I mean, I think that, you know, you can be in power of your own self and soul. You still, you know, understand that you are not the biggest thing out there and that you don't have the power.
Step three says get...
Yeah, hang on. We'll bring it back. We can continue the conversation here. I want to make sure you have a time to get your thoughts out. And we'll do that here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and there's plenty of time for your call. If you dial now, toll-free to 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Ademo.
Don't forget to check out more from Ademo over at copblock.org. Although you don't post that often these days.
I don't post that much. I mean, I sometimes jump into the Facebook group and stuff like that, but that recently got me a ban. And so I've been there, but, you know,
you're still
I pop
working
in and
behind
out.
The scenes. You're still working behind the scenes.
On a small scale, but I've got some things in my mind, and who knows what happens here in the next couple months. There
There's
might
some interesting irons
on.
In the fire.
There are
a few. Say more than that, though.
That's right.
But once you can say more than that, I hope you'll talk about it on...
Yeah, we'll be here. You know, I might be brown next week again, and so I'll drop in once we figure that stuff out, too.
So join us here on the phones or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. By the way, the lady that was on the line with us, she dropped off during the break, which is too bad because I really wanted to hear, you know, what she was arguing about with the whole 12-step thing. It sounded like she was trying to say that the 12-step program isn't necessarily not freedom oriented, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but again, she dropped off the line. We're looking at the 12 steps here, and it's like I recall, because we've talked about them previously in the past on Free Talk Live, and that is the first three steps are that you basically give up control over yourself and give control up to whatever version of God that you believe
in. You're powerless against the addiction, and you need an outside something to help you overcome it.
Right. To me, that's very disempowering, and I don't like anything that disempowers the individual from over their own life. I think that's a dangerous thing and not a very freedom-oriented thing. Yes, you did volunteer to sign up for the 12-step program, and you know, if you like what they do and you want to be a part of it, then by all means, go for it, and good luck.
Right.
But for people that value independence, for people that value liberty, it doesn't seem like the right place to be for someone like that. And you know, I'm saying that as somebody who believes in God. It's just that my God is not the kind of God who's separate from me. You know, like, I'm a panentheist, so I think that everything's God, and that would include me. And so, you know, to say I'm not in power over my own life, just I wouldn't be able to do something like that. That's like a ridiculous concept.
To me, this is one of the things, like, there might be a lot of good features of this program, you know, buddying up, having support, communication with others who are experiencing the same highs, lows, overall experience. You know, those are good things to take away from this. I believe that without, you know, losing your, you know, like, one of the greatest things, your individual, you know, self-being and willpower and, you know, the freedom to own oneself, you can still overcome addiction. You know, I don't think that, like, they make these sound like all 12 of these are a necessity. Well, I think, like, 4, 5, and 7 are pretty good, and, like, 1, 2, and 3 can, you know, get shoved over here. And so, you know, I believe the caller was more or less confused on our statements stating that we were, like, I believe that it's not in line with liberty, you know, in a philosophical sense. Like, it's not that way. And it's like the things you mentioned, hanging these things over. But I'm not saying that the program, you know, it's voluntary to the most point for the reasons we highlighted in the last segment.
Right. And I think that the court needs to stop forcing people to go to the 12-step program. It'll probably help, as Chris Campbell was pointing out, it'll probably help it be more effective when half the classroom isn't a bunch of people that are forced at the threat of violence by the court to be sitting there.
Exactly.
Because if you're sitting next to someone who wants to be there, that's going to bring more value to you than if you're sitting next to somebody who resents the fact that they're there.
Yeah, it's clearly obvious.
Be at home drinking.
You get buddied up with a guy who's just there because I have to do this for the court. So
how's that going
to
help you?
Yeah, it ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help them. It ain't going to help the class at all.
So if you want to share your thoughts here, you're welcome to do that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. To go back briefly to the story we were discussing previously, which is about the Maryland case, where multiple gun owners had been shaken down by the police in Maryland just driving through the state. But actually, both the examples they've given so far are from Florida, and these guys believe that they had their license plate scanned. Some sort of database check was run to find they've got themselves a gun permit from Florida, and since Maryland doesn't recognize that, they can, you know, even though you've got a gun permit from Florida, you can't have the gun with you in Maryland, and so they're pulling people over and searching their cars. Now, the MTDA police deny that it targets out-of-state gun owners, of course, and noted the review of one of the men's traffic stop concluded the officers did nothing wrong. Their spokesbureaucrat said this, quote, "The police conducted a review of the traffic stop and concluded that the stop and subsequent search of the vehicle were justified. The investigation did not reveal any violations of law or agency policy." Now, I don't think they answered the question as to how they found out that the gentleman in the cars had a gun permit in the first place.
Right, that's the big question. And, like, did they mention it? Like, did they say, oh, you're doing a little over the speed limit?
Well, they did give one guy a warning for speeding.
Okay.
So he didn't even get a ticket for speeding. They clearly were looking for the gun, right? So the officer here, by the way, same officer stopped both of these unrelated men from Florida.
Oh, wow.
Yep, that officer is assigned to the I-95 corridor where they claim there's a large volume of out-of-state travelers. Boston-based criminal defense lawyer Paul Kramer says these type of stops and searches happen far too often in Maryland and are a waste of taxpayer money. Mr. Kramer represented a Pennsylvania security officer who was pulled over in the state for speeding. The Maryland officer asked the client whether he had a gun in the car, and once the man acknowledged he did, the officer arrested him for having the gun and the cartridge in the same locked container, not separated as per Maryland law.
Crazy.
Here's a hint, just a suggestion for those of you dealing with the police. You don't have to answer their questions. So, when the cops ask you, is there anything in the vehicle I should know about? You are under no obligation whatsoever to give them any kind of answer, responsive or non-responsive to that. In fact, you can just look at them and stare if you'd like. If you're not sure what to say back to them, you don't have to say anything back to them. You can just hand them the information they're demanding, your license and registration or information, your insurance info, and then just sit there.
And then adding a camera, you know, even if faking it, sometimes I've had like a dead battery or something and I've faked that I'm filming, could also help you in that scenario. Because a lot of folks, I think, answer the question because they believe that by giving the answer, it won't be a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
I won't get in any trouble for this. But the exact opposite is true. In fact, if you say nothing and you have the video, then, like, you know, and let's say they arrest you, you know, they have to then prove that these things are yours or not yours, and it's a lot more difficult case. Not to say that they won't or may not be able to, but it's a lot more difficult than having an officer say, well, he told me it was here in the glove box.
And if you pull out a video camera, that's an instant signal to the officer that this person knows their rights. You know, this person, it may not be someone we want to mess with today.
And that it's on video, and that, like, you know, it's another, you know, if videos go missing, then, like, there's other questions to bring up, and it's just another avenue that you might be able to get lucky with in court in the future. I say might because it's not always the case. I've had cops delete footage, clearly proved it, and nothing's happened to them.
Let's go to Mike. He's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Mike. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I heard you discussing post-up programs and all that, and I've actually been sober for almost 7 years. I used to drink like a fish, and you know, I'm not saying that Alcoholics Anonymous is the greatest thing in the world, but I it is the only proven way. Like, if a doctor doesn't know what to tell you to do, he'll suggest that's the only thing that sometimes works. I don't think it's you really don't have to relinquish all control to one being. It's not a very religious program. All of the steps and rules are actually suggestions, kind of like Fight Club. There are no rules.
Sadly, he's getting pulled over.
He just said, "Yeah, OS."
Hopefully, record,
over.
Record.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to. The rule is we got to drop you when you say that. So, sorry to be so rude there. And good luck with the pullover. Rachel is back with us here. So technical difficulties dropped her off the line. Rachel, go ahead with your thoughts. We're short on time, though.
Okay, I'll be quick. All I wanted to say is that I don't think you have to give up your personal freedom to recognize that you need help. I mean, you're not born knowing everything. You're not born knowing how to walk. You're not born knowing how to fill out a job application. You know, you're not born knowing how to help somebody if they get sick, da-da-da-da-da. You know, if you need that help, And then I don't think that I think it might be more of a freedom to be able to say, you know, I'm letting this go outside of me because I can't deal with this. That is actually freeing, I would think, you know, for a lot.
So you're arguing that to relinquish your own control to some sort of thing and some sort of entity outside of you is freeing. I guess that's just a fundamental disagreement we're going to have here tonight. And thank you for the call. Rachel, if you want to talk further, we're on tomorrow, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. We can discuss this then. Thank you for the call tonight. Adamo, I imagine you're on my side on that one.
I agree, yeah, with you.
I don't think having someone else control you is freedom.
Not at all. Not the very founding of the word.
That's kind of like slavery, but I guess if you volunteered into it, whatever floats your boat. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. In the meantime,
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.